In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. But before I say any other word, I just want to say thank you very much for those beautiful faces that you really give that beautiful smell, smiling, which enables me to feel that I'm at home. So thank you very much for that beautiful welcome that I always see on your faces. Thank you very much. We are on the 16th Sunday of this ordinary time or season of the church. Again and again, Sunday after Sunday, the gospel message always gives us a message to be within us, for us to accept it so that we can walk through this week by week, maintaining that message that has been given to us. 4 Sundays ago, it was the apostle who asked Jesus, "Can we ask heaven to send down fire?" Let's get rid of those kind of thinking and questioning or requesting God for those kinds of revenge idea. Today, it's the message of hospitality. As I said at the beginning, that's why I said smiling faces are so nice. The hospitality that Martha showed to Jesus welcomed him inside his house. Let us pray so that in and through the work of the Spirit enable us to understand more of what God's will for each and every one of us. But before those, let us ask God's forgiveness so that in and through our true heart of repentfulness, may God's mercy enable to forgive all of our sins.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman, whose name was Martha, welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do everything? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
After reading the Gospel yesterday in the 5 p.m. Mass, I was so touched by the letters of this parish. Starting from, this is my third Sunday here in this parish, and this is my first 9 p.m. Is it 9 p.m. or 9 a.m.? 9 a.m. Mass. And I was so touched from that first Sunday until yesterday, even today, how letters proclaim the word of God. And on behalf of the priest, really want to thank all the letters. I always have the opportunity of teaching letters or ministries of the church in parishes where I was, and I always reminded the lectors, remember when you read, your mouth became the mouth of God. The words that you are proclaiming are not your words. Those are words of God. And I really want to thank how they proclaim the word of God. It really gives us the idea of it's a living word. And that is very true to say to the words of God, when it's well proclaimed, it really gives us that sense of it is a living word from God. Today, that was been chosen by Mary, the sister of Martha. We have heard from the Gospel of today that Martha complained to Jesus, "My Lord, Jesus, can you just ask Mary to help me preparing all this as we invited you to enter this house?" The response from Jesus also let known to us that listening to the words of God, listening to the living word of God, is very important. Listening to the words of God is very important. That's why Jesus told Martha, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by so many things. There is need of only one thing, and your sister Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." This would be also happen to us if we listen very carefully to the word of God. When we hear that word and keep that word within us, surely those words, those living words, will never be away from us. And if we keep on doing this habit of trying to listen to the words of God, that habit also will never be taken away by someone from us. Because if we familiarize ourselves in hearing, receiving, and keep hold to those living words, we are accepting God. We are accepting Christ within ourselves. And surely that living word will lead us. And that's why Jesus urged Martha, "Don't be too busy on those material things. Do what your sister Mary did. He chose the better part. So be a good listener, a hearer of the living word." We have heard from the first reading that it is a story of Abraham and Sarah who offer hospitality to three strangers. Their generosity in meeting the needs of the strangers knows no boundary at all. As we have heard, the way they showed their hospitality was rolls made from fine flour, meat from the chosen steer, curds, milk, or even there was wine and water too. Who knows, because it is the Old Testament. Martha, surely she was a true child of Abraham and Sarah, wanted to extend the traditional hospitality to her people, to Jesus, by preparing a good, nice meal for him. But Jesus need not too much food. Who knows, he might only need a dish of yogurt so that enables him to reach Jerusalem where he is aiming to. But Jesus in the Gospel of today uses this simple incident to talk with his two friends about a deeper level of human need and hospitality. Jesus also, a true son of Abraham and Sarah, certainly would affirm Martha's generosity in meeting his very human need for food. It is also the need that we also need sometimes. Most of the times. Luke places the present passage immediately after Jesus' parable about the Good Samaritan, as we have heard from last week. If we look at how St. Luke wrote his gospel, he always brings forth those works that Jesus did so that one can unite or relate to one another, or one can connect to one another. Like for the fourth Sunday ago, it was the message of no revenge. And then Jesus said, if you want to let temptation out of here, let's take another road. Last Sunday it was the message of the Good Samaritan. That kind of hospitality that the Good Samaritan did to that person who was being robbed by strangers. And today we are being challenged by what Martha and what Jesus told Martha. Again and again, the event of Jesus' visit and have his conversation with Martha and Mary became part of the gospel tradition of Saint Luke. However, for other reasons, Jesus knew from his own experience about the basic human needs to which Martha, with traditional hospitality, was responding. However, Jesus was also aware of a deeper human hunger that things like food, drink, shelter, health cannot satisfy a person. These things sometimes cannot satisfy a person. It is the hunger for personal encounter, the hunger to be in personal communion with one another in mutual self-giving. The deepest of all human hunger is satisfied to some degree in human friendship, ultimately only in friendship with God. That really satisfies us if we accept God in ourselves and let ourselves be in God, and surely we will be satisfied. We might follow the way of who Jesus is for us. He fed the hungry, cured the sick, and expelled demons of every kind as an expression of love and care for each and every one of us. In other words, our love must become incarnate in whatever we do to meet the needs of others. If we do that, surely we are inviting Jesus to be within us, and we are to be within Jesus. I always mention this when I give advices during the sacrament of confession. Let us try to be aware of the ever presence of God around us. If we go deeper into that awareness of God is always with us and us in the presence of God, surely temptations will hardly enter us and be accepted by us. If we fully aware of that ever presence of God before us, among us, beside us and with us, surely sin hardly accepted by who we are. Let us pray in this Eucharist as Martha, not only accepting and showing her hospitality to Jesus, let us also with him, with her, accept Jesus within our hearts, not in material things, asking for material things, but asking for that spiritual side so that we can all have in us who Jesus is for us, the one who can cure us, the one that who can quench our thirst and our hunger, the one who can give us good shelter so that we can be under good care and under good hands of God. Finally, let us remember also this year of mercy. This year of mercy can also be part of the gospel of today. Let us accept and welcome the mercifulness of God that was within us when we accept and receive that sacrament of baptism. When we receive that sacrament of baptism, surely God also inserts into us the holiness of His. That's how merciful God is. And He wants us to have and maintain that holiness within us. Why? Because He Himself told us, be holy, because I am your God who is holy. But because of how weak we are as human beings, how sinful we are, the holiness of God got lost. But there He was, behind us, above us, in front of us, keep holding of that holiness. Once we say, God, I'm so sorry, once we have that true heart of repentfulness, God forgives all of those sins, and again, He reinstates into us that holiness of His. Why? Again, because He wants you to know how merciful He is, and He wants all of us to be holy like Him. Let us continue to pray so that in and through the hospitality of Martha and Mary, let us be like them in and through receiving to ourselves the mercifulness of God and the holiness of God. Amen.